Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to the Lindsay and Otto Show here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos, and he really is doing a wonderful job with Lindsay, going through what this program does and how beneficial it is.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
And so go back to what your questions.
Yeah,
Lindsay, I can't believe that you're the guest.
He is.
Well, it's $199.
Just wake me up in 15
minutes. It's kind of like an insurance policy, if you will, the way I see it. A couple of questions that I did have, obviously, with the vetting part of it. I read in your material that you do quite a bit of vetting and you interview these handy neighbors. Do you actually interview them in person or on the phone, or how's that work?
Yeah, it's a great question. I love all these questions because they're exactly the questions that that our members have, and so they're all the right ones. One of our neighbors, the gentleman named Alexander, recently told me he is retired. Tradesperson and works through Umbrella, and he recently told me of all of the processes he's been through to do work are the most involved, which we are glad to hear. So what we do three things. So we do interviews, references, and background checks, and on top of that, after every job is completed, we ask the member for a review. We say, how'd it go? Was it up to your expectations? So we get ongoing information. We do the interviews over the phone. We do the references over the phone. And that allows us to listen for two things. We're looking to make sure that people are the sorts of people that you want to have in your house. And that's by sort of their disposition, the personality, why are they doing this? And then we also want to make sure they have the right skills. So they go through a process to ensure that if they're going to be doing handy skills, they've done that work before, they've done it consistently and done it well, or if they're cleaning or doing yard work or there's no removal or so on. It ranges a little bit, but depending on the type of skill they're doing. But that's the process that we go through, and now I've been through thousands of times at this point. And we're really grateful, you know, sort of to what you were saying before, we just find, and a lot of times people start working through Umbrella, and then we have a husband and wife team. They tell their friends, they tell their neighbors, they recruit other people, which is really valuable as well. So if any of your listeners are people who are skilled and handy and would like to be doing this sort of work, then we'd love to hear from them. We're at askumbrella.com, and are always adding new people to the team.
So basically, they like volunteering, but they're making a few bucks while they're at it.
Yeah, and that's important because the work they're doing is really valuable, and our members know that. And so it matters that they get paid something for their time and for the work, but they know that staying in a house is expensive, taking care of a house is really expensive, and they know that becomes particularly pressing as you're living on a fixed income. And so they do this work and deserve to get paid for it, but they do it at a different rate.
Now, I saw something in the notes also about tech tutoring. And is that something that would be $20 an hour, and is that something that is actively done?
Yeah, it's a great question. So there are two parts that we hear. I'll tell you the things that we hear the most often. And part of the fun at Umbrella is we are constantly are surprised by, so there's a lot of the common stuff like the painting and the mowing the lawn and fixing a light fixture, and then sometimes you get some unusual fun things. So people oftentimes ask for new doorbells to be installed or to set up an Alexa, or they get a new iPad or Android tablet and they want some help getting that set up. And then from time to time, we don't do this as much, but we do it sometimes, someone will say, I want to learn how to scan photos into my computer, or I'm setting up a new email address, and then we have people who will go and do those things. Most of the time, it's installing some type of new tech device, but we also can do other types of technology tutoring as well. I think a lot of people have smartphones and they want to know how to use them fully. They might have grandkids they want to be communicating with, or even for work purposes. And so, so we have people who love doing that.
See, Project Independence has smartphone classes, if you will, with a group. What I'm hearing here is that if somebody wanted to have a more individualized time, let's say an hour or two, about a smartphone, that they could do that through Umbrella.
Yes, and that's great. And I always love, we try to constantly collect resources about what's already happening so we can point people to them. So I'm going to add the Project Independence classes to our list. But yes, if you want someone to work with you on your phone to set something up individually, we can do that. Or if it's something that's more about an installation in your house of a doorbell or an Alexa, getting on the Wi-Fi network, then we can do those things too.
Well, this is a different topic altogether, but we've been actually having a lot of discussions within Project Independence about the use of Alexa for homebound seniors. For a lot of reasons, medication management, isolation, all kinds of things. They could use it for entertainment. Is that something that, let's say somebody wants to have somebody come in and set up Alexa for use by somebody who's homebound and they're 65 years old or over, would that be something that they could do or get involved with?
Yes, we love doing that. And, you know, a lot of our members, I have an Alexa also, a lot of our members have an Alexa. And even if, and certainly if you're homebound, but even if, you know, the convenience of wanting to set a timer or check the clock, or we have members who tell jokes to Alexa, it's pretty fun to play with. And so whether you're using it for that or whether, it's geared toward a parent or a family member or a friend, who's more homebound and it really can make a difference for them to be able to have communication access, then we can set that up as well. It's a great device. And we also do the Google devices. There are a bunch of them. It's a great device for people.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that it could be very, very valuable to a lot of people as long as they get over the fear of technology and feeling that their privacy is being invaded. I think the trade-off is that you gain a tremendous amount. And if you can't do it all, but if somebody can come in from Umbrella and, let's say, just set it up so they can manage medication, maybe call their family or their daughter or show them how to say, Alexa, play me some Perry Como music or whatever, that it could be a great way for people who are isolated to have somebody to communicate with, basically.
I agree. I think it can make a big difference.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one to keep in mind here.
If I jump in just for 1 minute here.
No, you can, John.
No. Otto is the best because Otto does his homework and he comes in with questions. And what I'm just taking from this, and Lindsay, you've done tremendous because when Otto does his homework, he wants answers. Honestly, and you're giving every answer to him, which really is just putting this program across so beautifully because you're not hemming and hawing going, well, I suppose we could, or maybe we could. You know, you're coming back with what you do, and what you do is offer at $20 an hour a very, very broad set of services for seniors. And it's in your own home, so I don't have to go to a program someplace. If I don't want to go out and it's 95 degrees out, I can call and have somebody show me how to use my cell phone in my home.
Yeah, and that's all because you became a member.
Right. That's all. Right. And the membership is not a killer.
No.
You know, if it was $199 a month, that's another story.
Right.
$199 for a year, if you use it once or twice. And I'm not trying to push the service. You use it once or twice, it's worth it.
Yeah, we're not allowed to sell stuff.
Yeah, so we're not endorsing anything, but I do.
But the concept
really like
is definitely something that I think would be worthwhile for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And it just seems with the questions that Otto did ask, you covered every base. And I'm sure if something comes up that you don't have, that would be your cue Lindsay, to look into it and say, hey, you know, we got to bring somebody into this category because we're getting a lot of questions.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the things I saw, and I've actually heard people have the need lately, is cleaning out garages or some other area of a house that people may no longer physically be able to handle. That is something you do, I think.
Yes, Otto, you've hit one of the big ones on the head. This is what we hear all the time, which is I've been storing stuff in my garage for 30 years. I hate going out there because I think about all the stuff I have to do. I don't know where to start, but I really want to get rid of stuff. And so we have some very determined and capable organizers who, I am not this person, but who love doing this work. And so if that's you, then you can call Umbrella or go to our website. It's askumbrella.com. And we have lots of people who love doing that home organizing. And our members, I just think there's such a sense of relief and satisfaction when you've cleared out that attic or the garage that, you know, has been plaguing you for 20 years. And so we do that a lot. And it's great timing because you want to do it when it's a little bit warmer. It's maybe a little hot now, but as we get into the later summer and fall, particularly, but we're doing that sort of stuff every week.
Yeah, I know somebody has like a Reader's Digest from 20 years ago that they think they might be reading, and they haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, if you decide that Reader's Digest is not something you want to hang on to or the stack of them, then we're here for you, and we're excited to work together.
And they're not worth much.
No, they're worth nothing. Most,
no,
I mean,
they're
most
worth
of the people hold on to
dump
stuff
them,
just
basically,
junk.
Yeah.
And then people don't know what to do. You know, where do you start and how do you organize it? It just feels overwhelming. And so sometimes you just need some extra hands to take care of it.
I agree, totally. Basically, we're out of time, Otto. So thank you, Otto, for doing such a wonderful job. And Lindsay,
thank you, John, for letting me.
For providing every answer. It really was another wonderful segment. We've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back. And Lindsay, again, thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you so much.